Hello, Booniverse. So today, firstly, I'm recording this on my iPhone, so we'll see how this turns out. Secondly, today Apple have announced, that's not a word, Jonathan, but we'll go with it, have announced the iPad Mini, which is supposed to be a smaller, leaner, greener, whatever it is, version of the iPad. So the iPad being, you know, the device that people know, love and use, which is a 10-inch display or so, and does this, that, t'other and which. And Apple have launched a smaller version, which is going to be 7.9 inches display, and is going to be everything an iPad is, but smaller, basically. And you can see why Apple are trying to do this, because you think of other 7-inch displays out there on the market, 7-inch tablets that do very well. For instance, the Samsung Galaxy Tab, the Amazon Kindle and Kindle Fire, and they're bringing out an Amazon Kindle Fire 2, and there's various other smaller companies that run Android, and they run it well, and they make a lot of money. So you can see why Apple have decided to make a smaller iPad. But here's the thing. The new iPad starts at a price of £399, which is, you know, that's a considerable, no, that's 400 quid on one thing. And that's for the basic version. That is a 16 gigabyte model, that's Wi-Fi only, that's black or white, to be fair, but that's the basic model. The iPad Mini, now, we haven't got the full spec details on this yet, but I suspect it'll be 16GB, it'll be white or black, and it'll be Wi-Fi only for £269. Which, yeah, okay, that's, you know, 140 quid less. But is the difference worth 140 quid? Bearing in mind, at the minute you can buy an iPad 2, which, okay, hasn't got Retina display, but you know, it's still fairly good for £329. Now, personally, if I was in the market for a new tablet computer, well, I'd go for something running Windows 8, but if I was in the market for a new Apple tablet computer, would I pay £269 for an iPad Mini, or would I pay the 50 quid more and get an iPad 2? It's a tricky one, because the iPad Mini, yes, is cheaper, and yes, it probably is better, but is it worth the smaller screen? The iPad is known for having a big screen. It's a confusing one, I know, and it's a weird one, because I do prefer smaller screens on tablets. And yeah, I prefer bigger screens on phones, but I have my old Samsung Galaxy Tab here, and that runs Android very well. It's about 3 years old now, but it's still running well, and it still does everything that I want it to do, so it's a bit weird. But we'll have to see what it is, what it's like, and ultimately, who picks it up in terms of mobile operators, because there will be a version that runs 3G as well, and that'll be about 50 quid more for the 16 gig version, won't it? You'll pay about 50 quid more. So that brings it in line with the iPad 2. The basic version of the iPad 2 will cost about the same price as the basic version of the iPad Mini with Wi-Fi and 3G. So yeah, we'll have to see what happens. Whether it's in the right price range, I'm not sure. I think if it was just 30 quid cheaper as a starting price, that would be worth having. But £269, I'm undecided. I mean, I can't afford it anyway, but if I could, I would be undecided. Thank you, Booniverse. Let me know what you think. You can tweet me at SoyGB or leave a comment below. And we'll find out together. We'll listen back and find out how this iPhone audio is on the iPhone 5. Thank you very much, Booniverse. Ta-tatty-bye.